This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
That text was the head of the Columbia Manhattan's Club. The professor was just texting me. I'm just kidding. But I want to tell you what Matt Gaetz had to say. A great congressman, Matt Gaetz, Republican. And he slammed Carlin, this professor from Stanford Law School, asking her, first of all, he asked her about her contributions to Hillary Clinton. And then he called out her contempt for conservatives, her obvious contempt for conservatives, including Barron Trump. Can you imagine the innocent 13-year-old son of President Trump? And then Gaetz suggested she may not recognize how insulting she's being from the ivory towers of your law school, adding, when you invoke the president's son's name here, when you try to make a joke out of referencing Barron Trump, that does not lend credibility to your argument. It makes you look mean. It makes you look like you're attacking someone's family, the minor child of the President of the United States. And Gaetz ended his rant by suggesting, and this is what I've argued on this show for months now, only one president belongs in prison, and it's President Barack Obama for wiretapping a presidential candidate and then giving the results of those wiretaps so he knows what the campaign is doing and planning to the other candidate, Hillary Clinton, his former Secretary of State, so she can carry on the third term of Obama. That makes Watergate look like nothing, look like child's play. And Gaetz says, if wiretapping a political opponent is an impeachable offense, I look forward to reading the Inspector General's report, because maybe it's a different president we should be impeaching. Great statement, Congressman Gaetz. But the White House, they said, only in the minds of crazed liberals is it funny to drag a 13-year-old child into this impeachment nonsense. Pamela Carlin thought she was being clever and going for laughs, but she instead reinforced for all Americans that Democrats have no boundaries when it comes to their hatred for all things related to President Trump. Now, I want you to hear more about this Pamela Carlin. First of all, she was the impeachment star witness, and she was forced to apologize for mocking Barron Trump. She actually had to put out a statement. I want to apologize for what I said earlier about the president's son. It was wrong of me to do that. I wish the president would apologize for all the things that he's done that's wrong, but I do regret having said that. Can you imagine how bad the backlash was when the liberals realized what she'd done to them? I want you to realize how these Ivy Leaguers think from their ivory towers. She once said, and this is a quote, she made a remark on a panel organized by Bill Kristol, another never Trumper, a conservative filled with hatred for Donald Trump, now the founder of the now defunct Weekly Standard. Shows you how far you get in America when Americans realize that you're full of crap. Shows you how far you get. His newspaper and his website out of business. But she was one of the big witnesses today, and she once said that President Donald Trump has sexually assaulted more women than 99.9% of all the people who have illegally entered the United States of America. Now, forget about that statement because it's so beyond ludicrous. These Democrats live in a delusional, mentally ill haze. Maybe she's a pot smoker. Maybe she's used psychedelic drugs. They're all wacko. So you can't listen to a word they say. They're crazy. But I want you to understand that it turns out that not only has she donated thousands of dollars to Hillary Clinton, she was on Hillary Clinton's list for a potential Supreme Court nomination. Folks, this is the Democrat Party, and I've said on many occasions, Trump's election was either saving America, or if he lost, the end of America. If Hillary Clinton was elected, this might be your next, right now, Supreme Court judge. Right now, she may be ruling over your life and mine. A woman who hates white, straight men. A woman who thinks Trump has sexually assaulted more women than all the illegal aliens who come up from Mexico, who rape every woman on the entire trail. It's a trail of rape. And she thinks Trump is a rapist like them. But wait, it gets better. Because we have a Harvard law professor who testified today named Noah Feldman. And he previously claimed in a New York Times editorial that Sharia law is superior and more humane than Western laws. This is the type of person that teaches and preaches and brainwashes at Ivy League universities and Ivy League law schools. These are mentally ill people. What can I say? Mentally ill. You know, I was chosen. I mentioned this on my radio show. I was chosen in the year 2000 by Harvard Law School to participate in a debate. So I flew from Vegas, where I lived at that point, to Harvard Law School. And I debated online gambling and the legality of online gambling. And my argument was online gambling should be legalized and people should be allowed to bet on sports on the internet, which goes on every day now. I was right. And at the time, I was on the side of online gambling. Against me was some Harvard law professor, just like these people. And in the audience were all Harvard law students. And they were all female. The entire audience seemed to be like 90% female. The type of female that hate men and never shave their legs. Have you ever met that type? I met them every day at Columbia University. The girls at Columbia didn't shave their legs, didn't shave their armpits. Unbelievable. And they wore sensible shoes, if you know what I mean. And these gals in the audience started to shout me down and boo me. Because, of course, we all know that they're arrogant. And we know they believe in censorship and banning. And they have a hatred for straight white males. And so they couldn't stand me from the moment they saw me because they knew that I'm a real man's man. Just like Donald Trump is a guy's guy. And these type of Ivy League gals can't stand that. And so they started to say, you can't have online gambling. So I engaged them. And I said, why can't you have online gambling? Would you ban Playboy magazine from newsstands? Do you think no one has a right to read Playboy? And they said, yes, we would. And I thought that was odd because I thought liberals support pornography. It's conservatives who are against pornography. And it's, you know, Christian preachers who are against pornography. So I found that so odd. So I engaged them. And I said, why would you want to ban Playboy? They said, because it's pornography. And I said, I thought liberals support pornography. And all these gals in the audience started shouting me down. We don't support pornography. We only support lesbian pornography. Men have no right to look at pornography because men abuse women and rape women because of pornography. But lesbian pornography is good. And this went on for a half hour. The entire debate turned from an online gambling debate to a debate about whether you would ban Playboy magazine at a newsstand. And I found out that all the women in the audience just hate men and have an incredible anger and bitterness towards straight white men. And this is what this woman, Pamela Carlin from Stanford Law School, brought to today's hearings. Her hatred of Donald Trump for being a real man, a guy's guy. And then you've got this professor. You know, the professors at Columbia were no different than the female Marxist professors. They're not real guys, guys. They're wimps. And they hate America, and they love open borders, and they love, you know, anybody who comes across the border that's a person of color, you know, and they believe in affirmative action, let people into school whether they have the grades to get in or not, or the test scores to get in or not. This is what you deal with at an Ivy League school. And I told you the story. They stood up and gave a standing ovation for what they thought was the death of President Ronald Reagan. And I was so devastated by this. Because I thought these kids were my friends. I didn't care about their politics. Yeah, I knew they were out there, very radical, very liberal. But I didn't think they'd want me to die for the sin of being a white Republican president or a white Republican politician. When I saw them, and I loved Reagan like a second father, and I helped elect Reagan. My father was literally one of the founders of the New York State Conservative Party, and we were the first group that endorsed Ronald Reagan for president of the United States. And because of that, he gained a lot of power, a lot of credibility, went on to gain many more nominations and win the Republican nomination and then become president of the United States. So I felt I played a small hand in electing Ronald Reagan president of the United States, and I felt like he was a father figure to me, or an uncle figure, or a grandfather figure while I was attending Columbia University. And in the Columbia University debates, I was chosen to represent Ronald Reagan. And by the way, I won in a huge smashing victory. They asked for a vote after the debate, even though everyone in the class raised their hand, 99% they were against Reagan. When they asked them who won the debate, 70% plus said, "I won the debate," representing Ronald Reagan. So when I heard them stand up and cheer a couple of years later for what they thought was the death of Reagan, I thought when the kid said that, that meant Reagan was dead, was assassinated. It wasn't an assassination attempt. He misheard that and thought it was an assassination. He thought Reagan was dead. When I heard that my hero was dead, and my classmates were cheering and hugging and high-fiving and celebrating like it was New Year's Eve, I literally got up from my seat, and I went to the bathroom, and I vomited. I was so sick to my stomach, and I cried on the floor. I thought Reagan was dead. It's hard to, the emotions come flying to the surface even now. Tough. Liberals hate us. They have such a hatred for us. And we don't hate them. I don't hate you. I don't like your politics. I want to defeat you, but I don't want to kill you. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to bring up your children. I never said anything bad about Sasha or Malia. They don't care. They hate us. And they think we're racist. They think we're the enemy. When in reality, you know what Trump has proven? That if you don't bring up affirmative action, if you don't bring up black or brown or color or gay, if you just fight taxes and regulations, and you just fight for jobs for everyone, you create the lowest black unemployment in history and the lowest Hispanic unemployment in history, and you help everyone. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall Pack. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root in the War Room. I love the saying, I'm going to base my whole show on the saying, the immortal words of John Wick. Have you seen the movies John Wick 1, John Wick 2, John Wick 3? If you want peace, prepare for war. That's got to be the mantra of this show. If you want peace, prepare for war. We're going to war. And by the way, you get a double dose of war on Friday. I want to make sure you know, right here on Newsmax TV, I'll be doing 2 hours of Wayne Root on Friday. So in other words, the 7 o'clock hour and the 8 o'clock hour, Joe Pags, I'll be guest hosting for him just for one day on Friday. So 2 hours back to back of Wayne Root right here. And I'm going to take calls in both hours. So, you know, we used to take a lot of calls. Now we only do it on Fridays. But I'll do the whole second half of Joe Pag's show and the whole second half of my show. So I'll do an hour of calls on Friday, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And we've got a guest today, by the way, coming up in the next segment. We'll have Ruth Papatsian, if I'm pronouncing it right. Papatsian, she is a Bronx Republican. I didn't know there was such a thing. Challenging Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for New York's 14th Congressional District. We'll find out whether she's got a chance and whether she's a good candidate and a well-spoken candidate. We'll find out right here on Newsmax TV. So I told you in the whole first segment of the show, whole first and second segment, about my disdain for Ivy League liberal Marxist professors. I lived with them for 4 years, and believe me, America would hate them. To know them is to hate them, to loathe them, because they hate us so much. And so the GOP roasted the Democrats for calling the most elitist, unhinged, anti-Trump professors in America as witnesses. Congressman Doug Collins said, at Wednesday's hearing, we will hear from zero fact witnesses. In fact, there's no indication our committee will ever hear from real fact witnesses. This is an incredible disservice to the millions of Americans who elected Donald Trump. From Representative Lee Zeldin, sounds like me, congrats to the professors who won the Democrats' nationwide talent search for the most elitist, unhinged, anti-Trump professors in America. These meltdowns based on triggered emotions, 3% of the facts, and ignoring the other 97% of the story is a permanent stain on American history. Good work. Representative Jim Jordan said, just what we need. Three liberal law school professors lecturing the American people. Shocking that these witnesses called by Jerry Nadler think President Trump should be impeached. Hashtag shocking. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Democrats still don't get it. They're pushing ahead with impeachment based on opinions from liberal law professors. Start saying, Kevin, Marxist law professors, including man-haters. Marxist, feminist, man-hating, America-hating law professors. But Kevin McCarthy, House Minority Leader, said, Democrats don't get it. They're pushing ahead with impeachment based on opinions from liberal law professors from coastal universities. This is the reason Donald Trump won in 2016, and it's the reason he'll win again in 2020. And finally, Mark Meadows said Democrats are holding a national TV hearing to ask three liberal law professors why Trump should be impeached. Really something. Matt Gaetz, the United States Congressman, Republican, a great one, I believe from Florida, if I'm not mistaken. Matt Gaetz, I believe, is from Florida. Said, let's see if we can get into the facts to all of the witnesses. If you have a personal knowledge of a single material fact in the Schiff report, please raise your hands. And not a single peep from any of these Ivy League, Marxist, feminist, man-hating, non-leg, underpitch-shaving losers. Not a word. But I'll tell you the funniest moment of the entire impeachment hearings. Representative Al Green from Texas, African-American, and all he thinks about 24 hours a day is race, 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 race. He puts Al Sharpton to shame. He's the biggest race baiter in the history of the U.S. House. And he complained about the lack of diversity amongst the impeachment experts. He's mad because those four Ivy League professors who are nutty and crazy and mentally unstable and hate white straight men, they're all white and liberal. That's no good. There's got to be black and Hispanic and Muslim and persons of color and gay. It's not enough that they're all white and liberal. There's got to be color. He complained there isn't one person of color representing the constitutional scholars testifying at the House Judiciary Committee impeachment hearing. Isn't that amazing? Talk about reverse racism. All right, up next, Swiss America, my sponsor. You're going to hear from them. Pat Boone's their spokesman. Great people. 35 years. Number one in gold and silver. Listen. Call them. Free report. Free DVD. Now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As a day of hearings wrapped up on Capitol Hill before the House Judiciary Committee, there were lots of fireworks.
Now, let me also suggest that when you invoke the president's son's name here, when you try to make a little joke out of referencing Barron Trump, that does not lend credibility to your argument. It makes you look mean. It makes you look like you're attacking someone's family, the minor child of the president of the United States.
That's Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. Now, he was referring to comments made by Stanford professor Kamala Carlin, who brought Barron Trump, President Trump's son, into the fray in her comments and testimony. She did later apologize for those comments, but also added she would like President Trump to apologize as well for some of the things he's done. Ride-hailing company Lyft is being sued for the sexual assault of 20 female passengers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code U.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95. Plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We'll be right back.
Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
You know, I'm in kind of a cocoon here. You know, I'm in my TV studio, my radio studio. You don't want to know what's going on in the outside world. But several of my friends in the military, including my retired colonel friend, Colonel Joe, United States Army, have texted me telling me that a crazy person is shooting people. A mass shooting is going on in Pearl Harbor. Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickman has a shooter on the loose, and people are down. We don't know yet how many are down. We don't know if they're dead or injured. We don't know if the shooter's been captured yet. We just know the first reports are trickling out that there's a shooting on the military base at Pearl Harbor, one of the great names, brands in the history of the United States of America. Who cannot think of the word Pearl Harbor and think about our great military and what happened to them in all those years ago to start World War II? What a terrible thing. But having said all that, we just pray that our military men, our boys and girls are okay. We pray that they've got the situation under control. Multiple victims is the only thing we know right now. I'm being told in my ear, multiple victims. God help them. Please, let's hope it's not a mass, terrible shooting and somebody got to them. But, you know, under Obama, a lot of military bases, they forced the soldiers to disarm. You weren't allowed to carry firearms on a military base. Remember Fort Hood? They had no way to fight back. And I don't know whether that's been reversed by President Trump at this point or whether we have military men and women without any arms so you can't fight back, you know? Terrible thing. Could a military base be a gun-free zone still? I don't know. We'll find out. Pearl Harbor, something bad happening now. We've got my guest here, Ruth. Now, see if I can pronounce this. Poupazian. Ruth Poupazian, Bronx Republican, challenging Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, for New York's 4th Congressional District. Ruth, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Well, I was doing fine until I heard that awful news. My heart goes out to the families of all the victims, and I hope that they catch the perp quickly before he or she does more damage.
Yeah.
It's an awful, awful thing.
Awful thing. Mass shooting is always an awful thing, but the way to stop a bad guy with a gun is not to disarm good guys. It's to put a gun in the hands of a good guy or gal, a law-abiding citizen, who are the real first responders. They're on site. The police aren't on site. If you're on site and you got a gun, you got a CCW, you could stop a bad guy or bad gal from killing people. So we are the first responders, Americans who believe in the Second Amendment, who are armed and have their CCW. We're there to stop a crime. I hope somebody was on that base to stop the bad guy. All right, Ruth, let's talk about your
right. President Trump reversed the Obama regulation about military personnel not being armed on base. I hope they were armed military personnel on base. But getting back to the subject at hand, I am running against Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in New York's 14th Congressional District. And I am a working-class candidate. I was born, raised, and I still live in the Bronx. And for that reason, I know what the people in my district want and need. Now, for one thing, I reflect the multicultural diversity of the district. I am the first member of my family born in the U.S. My parents are from Egypt, and Arabic, Armenian, French, Turkish, and English are spoken in my home.
All good things. You got to have diversity to win in the Bronx. You got to. Let me ask you a few questions. First of all, let me tell you a little bit about me. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher, from the Bronx borderline, Mount Vernon, New York. So right around the corner. I live in Vegas now, but was born and raised, born in Mount Vernon Hospital, raised in Mount Vernon, attended Mount Vernon High School, 85% black, 90% minority high school. I was the white Jewish kid in that high school. So I know the Bronx. So I want to ask you some questions, Ruth. First of all, the Bronx is all Democrat. So you got to beat five opponents running in a Republican primary. And if you beat them, how are you going to win an all-Democrat district?
Well, I think the real question is how AOC is going to get past me. okay? The people in the East Bronx and Northwest Queens want a credible voice in Congress again, and they are overwhelmingly supportive of my campaign. When I'm out meeting voters and giving speeches, I get positive reactions from Democrats and Republicans alike, from voters who are Black, Latino, white, from male and female voters, young and old. Everybody is really glad that I'm running. They didn't know who AOC was in 2018. Now they see what she's all about. She's in this to promote herself and not to fight for the district. So the voters here are in the political mainstream, and I will represent them instead of pushing an ideological agenda.
All right, so what separates you from the five candidates running to defeat her in the Republican primary? Why are you going to be the best candidate for Republicans? Let's start with that.
Because I'm the one who's going to win. I'm the one who's going to beat AOC.
Yeah, but why? I mean, let me listen. I've been in politics my whole life, and I like people with personality. You sound feisty, you have personality, but do you have money? Money is the mother's milk of politics, Ruth. You got to have money to beat AOC in the Bronx. Are you in a position to raise many millions of dollars?
I am fundraising right now as we speak. We have a national fundraiser, so all those efforts are going along the pace, and I'm not worried about that. I think what is needed to beat AOC is a couple of things. First of all, the voters here do want a credible voice in Congress. I was a health and medical journalist before I got into politics. I'm very analytical. I understand policy. That's one thing. Second, I am a fiercely protective of my community, and I will fight to better their lives in Congress. I'm not going to be pushing an ideological agenda. And then for anybody who is on Twitter and they look at my Twitter feed, I take it to her almost every day. So I'm in her face every day. And it's going to be somebody who's not going to be a shrinking violet take her on. And the other thing is, I am doing a lot of campaigning in the district. I do not limit myself to TV appearances or to just a few areas in my neighborhood. I go throughout the East Bronx and Northwest Queens, and I've been giving speeches. I've been meeting and greeting people. And as I said, everywhere I go, I'm getting a positive response. I'm putting in, I'm actually training for canvassing. Just last week I walked 10 miles. Get ready for that.
I'm not fooling around. Ruth, I assume the big issue as you campaign out there and do all this canvassing and wear out your shoe leather, I assume the big issue is that AOC costs thousands of jobs and billions of dollars by chasing, was it Amazon? I think it was Amazon away from the district. Yeah.
Absolutely. People are still upset about that. But it doesn't just stop there. It's not just that she chased away those jobs and the ancillary jobs that would have been created, like the
small business
jobs and small business, et cetera.
Yeah.
You know, she just came out with this Just Society package of bills that's aimed at transforming the U.S. into a socialist nation. And these bills actually harm the people of my district. Just to give you one example. So AOC wants to infringe on private home ownership by imposing a 3% cap on annual rent increases. Now, many of the middle-class voters in my district own a 2- or 3-family home, and they get rental income that supplements their paychecks or their retirement savings. These are not large commercial landlords, and this proposal would turn them into what she calls abusive and predatory landlords.
Gosh.
And she would subject them to penalties that they cannot afford to pay.
How terrible.
So awful. Basically, my answer to her Just Society package of legislation is the Rock Me resolution. So when I'm elected, my first legislative act in Congress will be to introduce the Rock Me resolution, and that stands for Rewards of Capitalism, Knowledge, Morality, and Empowerment. So what the Rock Me resolution does is it affirms that capitalism is a profoundly moral economic model, and I'll tell you why. Basically, capitalism has resulted in increased wages, wealth, and upward mobility worldwide. Right now, as we seek Capitalism has elevated half the world's population to the middle class for the first time in all of human history. That is an amazing achievement, that half of the world's population is now in the middle class. Socialism didn't do that. Capitalism did.
Yeah, well, Ruth, all you have to do is point to Venezuela. It's a living example right now of what was once, recently, 15 years ago, the model, the richest country in Latin America that proved that capitalism worked. And as soon as they instituted, socialism, that was it. It was destroyed, and people are drinking sewage water. They're eating rodents. They've got no toilet paper. They don't have running water part of the day. They're an oil-rich country, and they have no gas for their cars. Many of the young girls are into prostitution. It's the only way to feed a family now is for women to become prostitutes. Venezuela quoted again and again. Ask AOC if socialism's so great. How does she explain Venezuela? Ruth, we got to run. You know, radio and TV, it's always a very tight window. But we want to wish you luck. Let everybody know how they can reach you and make a donation from across the country to feed AOC.
Thank you. My website is ruthforcongress.com, and I welcome everybody to join my campaign as donors and volunteers. And you could also keep up with my campaign on Facebook and Twitter at Ruth for Congress.
All right, ruthforcongress.com. Simple. I like it. That means you know, you understand branding. ruthforcongress.com. Thank you, Ruth. God bless. Good luck. All right, coming up next, speaking of capitalism, one of the sponsors of my show, Dr. Joe Williams. If you're a guy and you've got thinning hair, and by the way, he sometimes treats women with thinning hair too, but he is literally the number one doctor in the world for hair restoration. He can make you look young again, make you feel great again, make your hair thick again. Dr. Joseph Williams, website, vacationrestoration.com. Why? Get a new head of hair and a free vacation in Las Vegas. Check them out right now.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitution of money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash on average in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646.
646, get your supply of silver U.S. peace dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
If you're...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, so the update, the active shooter situation at the Pearl Harbor Navy shipyard has been contained. There are at least three victims injured, two critically, but there could be more. We know that the person doing it, witnesses say, was a Navy guy, a male sailor, and we know that he used the gun on himself and killed himself to end the whole thing. That's the words. Maybe we don't know that. We know that's what witnesses are saying is the end resolution of this terrible tragedy, and we just wish all of you safety, and we wish all of you peace, and we wish all of you a fast recovery, and we say our prayers for you. Pearl Harbor. It's the shooting happened at dry dock number 2 at the Pearl Harbor Navy shipyard, otherwise known as Hickam Field, is what some of my military people are telling me. Let's talk a little bit, because I talked about the crazy professors, but there was one good professor in the impeachment hearing today, also a liberal Democrat. But Professor Jonathan Turley destroyed the entire idea of impeachment. He said the current legal case for impeachment is not just woefully inadequate, but dangerous. He said there's no bribery, there's no obstruction in Trump's actions, there's nothing to impeach. He said impeachment has to be based on proof, not presumptions. And he said, I want to warn Congress on impeachment for obstruction, because it's your abuse of power. I can't emphasize this enough, he said, and I'll say it one more time. If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of going to the courts, it is an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power. You're doing precisely what you're criticizing the president for doing. You have a third branch that deals with conflicts of the other two branches, and what comes out of there and what you do with it is the very definition of legitimacy. So Turley, Jonathan Turley of Harvard Law School, puts all the other Marxist professors to shame. He's a liberal. He doesn't like Trump. He's a registered Democrat. But he still understands the truth. The truth is the truth. Trump did nothing wrong. All right, let me talk about a few things that, you know, beyond the impeachment hearing, beyond the tragedy at Pearl Harbor, just some things that I think are interesting that back up what I've said on this show in the past. Just, I believe it was yesterday, I talked about Kamala Harris dropping out of the race, but I said we haven't seen the last of her because I'm betting that Joe Biden will consider her for vice president because he only seems to have one quality for vice president. They got to be black and female. And he wanted Stacey Abrams of Georgia, who lost her race for governor of Georgia. And so why wouldn't he pick Kamala Harris, who's an elected United States senator, over Stacey Abrams? But that seems to be the only qualification for Biden. And I said that. He comes out today, Joe Biden, and says he would consider Kamala Harris as VP and says she's also capable of being a Supreme Court justice. I mean, I have no words to explain the idiocy of that statement. Exclusive story. No one crosses the Rio Grande River without payments to the Mexican drug cartels, says Texas's Border Sector Assistant Chief. What do I tell you? What do I try and educate you? What do I try and empower you with? Every single show, I tell you again and again, the reason that we have open borders is the Mexican drug cartels are paying off American politicians. As sure as I'm sitting here, the Mexican drug cartel gets rich off of drug trafficking and human trafficking. And you don't think they're bribing sheriffs, judges, prosecutors, and most importantly, Democrat congressmen, Democrat governors of border states, Democrat city councilmen of border cities, and Democrat presidential nominees. If they can get a Democrat elected, there will never be a wall. If there's never a wall, the Mexican drug cartel will keep making billions and billions of dollars every year. It's all about the Benjamins. Isn't that what Ilhan Omar said? Well, it is all about the Benjamins. It's the money made by the Mexican drug cartel that keeps that border open and makes Democrats make believe there's nothing there. It's like Sergeant Schultz from Hogan Heroes. I see nothing. I hear nothing. I know nothing. He's right there guarding the prisoners, and he didn't know anything, right? It's a big joke. Hogan's Heroes was a comedy. This is the Democratic Party. They don't know there's a problem on the border because they're being paid to be blind, deaf, and dumb by the drug cartels, as sure as I'm sitting here. Another interesting news story. Australian woman jailed for lying on a resume to land a six-figure job. This Australian woman, Veronica Hilda Thorault, was charged with deception and dishonesty and abuse of public office and sentenced to a year in prison for lying on her resume to land a $185,000 a year government job. You know what we do to people like that in America? We make them Democrat presidential candidates. Elizabeth Warren lied on her resume about her race. She's not an Indian. She never was an Indian. And it landed her a job at Harvard Law School paying over $400,000 a year. There they put you in jail, Australia. Here, we make you a presidential candidate and a hero of the Democrat Party. Amazing. All right, show's up for the night. All the cops out there, all the military active duty, and all the vets, we love you. All the people at Pearl Harbor, we're thinking of you and praying for you. Please, 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 let that work out to a peaceful resolution and as few people injured and killed as possible. But always remember the Second Amendment protects lives and saves lives. Put the gun in the hands of a good guy, stops a bad guy every time. And be safe tonight, cops, please. In the meantime, don't go channel surfing. My doctor suggests is up with their message to all of you. They sponsor this show. It's cold and flu season. They have silver products. It's the best defense against colds and flu. It's all alkaline structure silver products. It's worked like a miracle on me. Listen now. My doc suggests. Now.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or
PureClick Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.